Item number 10.
From the Director Department of Health and Human Services requesting authorization to enter into a 2012 professional services contract with Zia Partners, Inc. for the Behavioral Health Division.
Ms. Lucy.
Okay. As you know, Mental Health Redesign Task Force. Sure. Mental Health Redesign Task Force has been meeting for about a year. We've confirmed all of our recommendations, and we've now been seeking some technical assistance in terms of creating an implementation, not really a plan, but moving our implementation forward. We did an RFP looking for that kinds of services. We issued that RFP in the end of May, and we did written questions, all the right things we needed to do, and we received two proposals. We had a six-person panel, including consumers and advocates, as well as BHD staff and the co-chairs of the task force. They reviewed and scored the proposals, and the panel would like to recommend Zia Partners. They've been consulting with Milwaukee County as it relates to one of our federally funded grants called Access to Recovery Grant, working with our BHD community and partners to look at how we can create a more welcoming system where both people who have substance abuse problems and people who have mental illness are treated in a consistent manner. We are interested in them doing some of that work as part of our implementation task force. Dr. Ken Minkoff, who's here, is one of the partners. They'll be assisted locally by Dr. Janice Wilberg, who's well known to most people in the social services community here in Milwaukee. That will also be a very big plus. And I think that this activity will help us really energize our efforts a little bit, give us a little stimulus to some of our efforts in terms of our implementations, getting some commitments from some of our partners, and moving us forward. So this is the recommendation we'd like to make. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any comments or questions from the committee? Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So if I understand it correctly, then this Zia Partners is going to be responsible to take those recommendations that everybody agrees to and get them going or get them put in an action plan.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have like a time frame kind of in mind? I know as through the whole process we've been talking about this, you know, one of our concerns was that in the past we've had all these studies done that said, you know, these are all these ideas we should do, and then, you know, they've been put on a shelf and they haven't been implemented. We're finally getting, at least I think, to the point where, you know, hopefully we're getting farther on down the road and we're going to continue moving forward with this. But we were all concerned from the beginning as far as the time frame and to see the progress and things, and I guess we don't really know where we are from a progress standpoint on all of the recommendations. If you're continuing to still foster more recommendations, and when do you expect, because this is a one-year contract, mm-hmm. I noticed, so are you telling us indirectly then that in a year you expect that we're going to have redesign completed and underway, or is, you know, are we going to need more than that time, or can you give us an idea of where we're headed with this thing?
Madam Chair, Supervisor. First off, I think we have, I've said this a couple of times, I think we have a challenge to think that redesign is going to start and end. I think this is an ongoing process of evolution. And we have already started many of the recommendations that were in the original HSRI report. We've started many of those things. Our next budget will continue that. Our current budget moves us forward. Our next budget continues that. I think that with that, in the next year, there's some critical commitments we need to make and some critical decisions we need to make. So I think this gives us that stimulus, that oomph, that boost that we need. But I think that it gets us moving faster and a little bit closer forward. I would, however, say, are we going to have everything finished in a year? I think that we'll never be finished. I think that we're going to continue to have a very evolutionary system and being very continuing to make changes that make sense.
And I understand and appreciate that this is like a dynamic process. It's going to, as you implement changes, you're going to come up with more. But I think that our initial, or our intention all along was that we're going to put focus on community-based services.
Absolutely.
And kind of take it out of the hands of BHD.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my concern is, are we getting there? I don't want to use the term fast enough because we don't want to just rush into something for the sake of getting it done. But, do we have somebody who has their eye on the ball that's going to keep this thing positively moving forward in the direction that we all want it to go in?
Well, I would say that's me. And I say we are moving in that direction by the items that you approved last month and the ongoing discussions that we're having with our private providers and our community partners. I think we are doing those things on a very regular basis moving forward. I'm sorry, Mr. Cohen, did you want to?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Sanfilippo, yes. We are, we want to be very thoughtful on how we're moving forward. I think we're going to hear later about the $3 million that the county executive and the county board approved in the last budget and how we're moving forward with those specific initiatives. So that's something big. That's a big part of our redesign efforts, bringing in the consultant to help facilitate us moving forward with these recommendations and other significant movement to moving forward. But as Ms. Lucy indicated, the redesign is a process, and it's not going to be done in 1 year. And we were making some significant moves in this budget to help us move more towards community services versus in the institution. But again, as Ms. Lucy said, and as you alluded, we got to be careful. We can't just close the doors. We want to make sure that this is successful. So to have a good process in place to build that community capacity before we can shut the doors is something very important in how we move forward.
Okay. And in this Zia Partners, I'm assuming you picked them because they have experience in doing this exact same thing.
Yes,
correct.
Madam Supervisor, Madam Chair, and Supervisors, Zia Partners is very excited to be able to work with the partners in the team that we've put together, including Dr. Wilberg, to be part of helping the whole Milwaukee County system to move forward collectively into developing the vision that's been articulated and in implementing the recommendations. Having been working in the county for the past 2 years, we've been very impressed at the work that Paula Lucy has done and the Redesign Implementation Task Force in turning the ship around and getting people pointed in the right direction. Having worked in other very complicated and financially challenged systems, Dallas being one of the more recent ones that we did this in, it takes time to make that turn. But we see the system moving in the right direction, the recommendations being properly aligned, and we look forward to seeing advances and progress during the course of the next year that's going to inform where the system goes next. One of the things I wanted to comment on in relationship to your question is that part of the RFP and then part of our response was the need to identify fairly early on in the project measurable indicators of progress for the various recommendations that would then determine and be visible and transparent to you and to the county board generally about how would you know that this process is making progress and how would you hold the whole process accountable to where you want to see it go. So we're very much looking forward to working with the Redesign and Implementation Task Force to identify what those metrics would look like as part of keeping the implementation process on track.
I think it's important that we, on this committee get to see those reports, mm-hmm. so that we can monitor the progress of how things are going. So, once you have, your game plan set more or less, and you can tell us how often or how frequently you can produce those things. You know, I think we should hear back on that.
Absolutely.
Dr. Wilberg is amongst us. Do you want to come up here, Ms. Dr. Wilberg?
Come ahead.
Introduce yourself. For those of you who may not be familiar with Dr. Wilberg's work, she was a wonderful part of the consortium that and worked on the 10-year plan to end homelessness, much of which she was responsible for instituting, and I think they're off to a great start. I think we all can agree with that. So, Jan, do you want to introduce yourself a little bit?
Well, I'm very happy to be here. I've been involved with work with Milwaukee County for many, many years. I've worked with Behavioral Health Division on numerous projects. My job in this particular project, I think, is to keep things moving and to be the person on the ground and to put together those reports that really keeps everyone informed about the status of the project. So I'm very pleased to be involved with this.
And Dr. Wilberg was also an on-the-ground partner for us in the other project, so it's not like we're strangers, and already did a great job working collaboratively with us to move the other process along. So from our perspective, this is a match made in heaven.
Supervisor Mayo.
Madam Chair, first, they need to get have two cards signed, get to the clerk, and I move approval.
All right.
I'm sorry?
Very good. I have a motion for approval.
Oh, of course.
Any other comments or questions from the committee?
Thanks.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Just a motion that we receive a report back, and I don't know when to put a date on it, but, you know, just an outline of when we can expect regular progress reports so that... you know, this stays on our radar screen.
Okay. I have a motion. Director Lucy, could we do
October?
October?
October is first, so you could come back with a
quarterly
with
report.
A report that would give a plan of reports. How's that?
Okay. Sounds good. Is
I
that
think so. Just
okay. We will. Supervisor Sanfilippo makes a motion that we receive a report back in October. In that report, the time frame will be outlined for future reports. The reports on reports. This is progress.
So you have two motions?
Yes. Well, we don't really need a motion on the report back. We'll just order. I'm ordering the report back, and then we will. We do have a motion for approval. So. On the motion for approval, Madam Clerk.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you very much.